to add some verses of the Bible and perhaps some short comments. First, in the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, chapter 1. Verse 3, middle of the verse. Thy name is like ointment poured forth. And second, reading in Luke 10. Luke 10, verse 38. Now it came to pass, as they went, the Lord Jesus and the disciples, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 42, Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 15, that the Lord Jesus died for all, that they would live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Hebrews 13, verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And then at the end, Revelation 1. Revelation 1. Revelation 1. And to the glory and to the Lord is verse find the verse in the British Bible. And to him that has saved us in 5 and 6, that's right, yes. So, end of verse 6. Unto him that loveth us and washed us from our sins his own blood, and hath made us a kingdom of priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. May we enjoy the position of Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. She learned something of the greatness of the Lord, and we had seen something this week of the greatness of our Lord. The one who is in the bosom of the Father, the delight of the Father, the perfect burnt offering, but also the perfect meal offering. All his life on this earth was always as a fragrance for God, always perfect and always in fellowship with God. But Mary had seen something of the glory of the Lord Jesus. A lot of people, when the Lord was on earth, could say, well, there's nothing in him. He is despised. But Mary saw something of the greatness of the Lord Jesus. May we every day learn of the Lord Jesus, of his greatness of his love. Mary saw something of the greatness of the Lord Jesus' love when she was at Lazarus' tomb, and something of the greatness of the Lord also, the glory of the Lord in resurrection. So the first thing we have to do is to learn to listen to the Lord Jesus. being at his feet, reading the Bible, we have been exhorted to this, reading the Bible. I think yesterday Andrew said, take time to be with the Lord, to be close to the Lord, so to learn from the Lord. But if we have learned, we have also to live for the Lord. That's 2 Corinthians 5. We have to live for the Lord Jesus, the one who died for us. We have this verse in Hebrews 2. He tasted death for every one of us. He tasted death. It's a verse which cannot be explained. He tasted death for every one of us. So if the Lord Jesus has done this thing for us, we should live for him every day, ready to serve him, ready to follow him, ready to be useful for the master. Learn about the Lord, live for the Lord, and we have seen before, remember the Lord, and also worship the Lord. We have this verse at the end of Hebrews 13. Worship God through Christ. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. We have put the accent quite often about the morning, the worship meeting, but here we find let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually. Is our life a sacrifice of praise, continual sacrifice of praise to God? The fruit of the lips, but the lips speak if the heart is full. We have seen this verse in Psalm 45, if I quote exactly. We have mentioned this word, my heart is indebted. And in the French Bible, it's my heart overflow of praise. Because we have learned that the Lord is gracious, that the Lord is wonderful. So let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, the fruit of the lips. But do good and do share, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. So praise and do good and share with others. And Revelation 1, unto him that loveth us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. His glory will be rendered to the Lord in heaven for it during all the eternity. But it's our privilege and our duty, our service we have to do to thank the Lord and to praise him and to give him the glory he deserved.